USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court reviewing Obamacare has ruled the law's individual mandate is unconstitutional, but did not invalidate the entire law. The court ordered a lower court judge to reconsider whether any of the sweeping law can survive. The appeals court decision keeps a legal threat to Obamacare alive while reducing the likelihood the Supreme Court could render a final verdict on the law before the 2020 elections. The House is nearing final votes on the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida says this impeachment is a slap in the face to millions of Americans who voted for the president.
This impeachment isn't legitimate. It's the radical left's insurance policy. But we have an insurance policy, too. It's the next election, and we intend to win it.
President Trump set to hold one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Donations are pouring into a food bank after a Heisman winner's speech. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year.
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State.
Burger King is trying to make airplane delays slightly less irritable. The fast food chain is giving away coupons for a free Impossible Whopper to any traveler whose flight has been delayed through December 30th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As long as folks can remember, cheating has been around. From sports to TV game shows to financial fraud, people have always been trying to exploit what cheaters consider to be the ever-expanding gray area. Well, USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Julie Fenster. She's the author of a book titled Cheaters Always Win, and one of the things we discuss is this new role of cheating in academics and how it's always been around, but ultimately in the last few years has been taken to a whole new level.
Yeah, and one of the ways that's kind of heartbreaking, we've heard a lot about academic cheating. Now, that has been around for a while in terms of the students cheating, but this idea that the parents cheat to get the students in, or that people misrepresent themselves as a certain ethnic group in order to get into a good college, that's new. That's quite new. And, boy, that's heartbreaking, because look at the person who did not get into college because of that cheating. That is... you know, the people who seriously studied and seriously deserved a place, or who actually are from a certain ethnic group and don't get in because someone else is literally stealing their place. That's life-changing.
A winning Mega Millions ticket worth $372 million was sold at a supermarket outside of Cleveland, Ohio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.